This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, dear friends, this is like, you know, a little bit of an appetizer before tonight's shiur. I want to invite everyone to join us tonight at 8:30 for our major shiur on Parashat Shlach. But today, for the appetizer, Shlach, of course, has a numerical value of 338. There's an amazing Baal HaTurim on the opening of the Parsha. Shlach 338. It's a remez that in the year Shlach, in the year 338, Hashem exiled the Jewish people. In the year Shlach, Hashem exiled the Jewish people in the times of Bayis Rishain. Like it says in Yirmiyah, Perek Tezva, Pasuk Aleph, Shlach me'al panai vayetzeu. Also the Rekeach brings, Shlach 338, they will be exiled. Why? Lefi shama asu be'eretz chamda. We know that because of the Chet HaMeraglim, the Pasuk says in Tehillim and in Yirmiyah, that God raised his hand, he swore that he would exile the Jewish people. So let's make a simple cheshbon. We know Avraham Avinu was born in the year 1948. The Torah was given 500 years later, in the year 2448. The Yechida says, Chi basam, ches beiz taf hey, meaning 2448. 40 years later, in the year 2488, we went into Eretz Yisrael. We were there for 850 years. 440 before the Beis HaMikdash was built, the Mikdash stood for 410. So 850 years after the year 2488 is the year 3338. Shlach of the third millennia, meaning in the year Gimel Alafim, Shlach, Hashem sent us out. So we see, again, this is another indication that the Golos was a punishment for the Chet HaMeraglim. As Chazal tell us that because we cried Bechiah Shel Chinam, therefore Hashem gave us Bechiah L'Dayrais. Please join us tonight at 8:30 for our shiur on Parshas Shlach. Hope to see everybody. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.